Y98 and the Phillips and Company Morning Show with Rachel Platten stand by you. By Saturday, we'll be up into the low 60s. Today, though, a high of 41. Still some sun in the forecast, so we'll take that. And 32 now downtown.
Guys, I have to say that, one of the really cool things about St. Louis is they love their institutions. People that have been here for many years, including a... A group that I thought would break up 30, 35 years ago. They weren't that good, and, we've got fanfare in the studio with us.
Hey.
It's actually Kitty and Vincent who are with us. And I tell you, when I meet you guys in, what, like 1979, 80, something like that?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, just jump a little closer to the microphone if you can. Vincent called me not too long ago, or actually sent me an email and said, hey, we're celebrating our 40th year of fanfare. Can we have something free on the air? And I said, yes, you can. This is it, though. This is all you get. Congratulations. 40 years in the music business is crazy. And not only that, but, Kitty, when you guys met, they always say that the singer of a band, he's always the guy up front, never get involved with him.
I know. Yes.
Right? Because it's not supposed to last.
That's right. So far, it's working out okay.
You guys have been married how long?
37 years.
37 years. Wow. How many of those are happy? So you've got a CD out, and it's called 40 Years of Fanfare, and I think just about every St. Louisan has heard of you, with the exception of Courtney Landrum.
I'm sorry.
I know.
She doesn't get out much.
No.
You're right. I never go out. I go out the least on the show, I think.
She never goes to classy places. That's why.
Oh, is that it? Okay, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, right. So we'll tell people how they can get this CD in a moment, but tell us some of the places that you guys have played in. You've done conventions, and I've seen you at. I've seen you at book signings, and you didn't even have a book. It's crazy. So you've been everywhere.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky actually for not being quote big stars.
Yeah.
We've managed to keep working. We've played a lot of fairs and festivals and park concerts in St. Louis, around the country. A lot of great carpet jobs for General Motors over the years.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. And you also did a USO tour, didn't you?
We did. That was already back in 1999 to Mozambique, Africa.
Wow.
We played for the Marines on their birthday celebration. That was really neat. And then we played in a village for the Peace Corps, right?
Right.
Yeah, doing what you love, you've been able to go to some really cool places.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only way we can go. That's what Kitty does.
Yeah, and so what's your most memorable thing that ever happened to you guys when you were performing?
Oh, my gosh.
Most memorable. Well, the trip to Africa, that was quite memorable.
One time years ago, we played for the Osmond family when they first started the Children's Miracle Network.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Oh, wow.
Telethon.
Yeah, they flew us out to Utah, and I remember the morning we played their big... Run.
They had a run, and we played.
And the mountains were behind us, and we were outside playing.
Oh, very cool.
I always remember that one.
Yeah, that's
that
very,
fun.
Very
that
cool. Well, you guys have, again, you've been around for so long, and we've had some great fun working with each other over the years.
Yeah, remember the years?
I do remember the Playboy years.
Yeah.
I do. How could I forget those? Kitty, that's the only time I've ever seen Kitty with the top on. I'm kidding.
How long was it? When did the Playboy Club close?
I think it was probably the late 80s.
Early
90s, maybe. I don't remember.
Stuck around for a long time.
Because they had the Playboy Club down in South County. That's where we were.
I remember the Lindell one.
Yeah.
And there was one on Lindell as well, yeah. And
Walter Scott was still alive at that time.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so it was after that they closed.
That Walter Scott thing, that was crazy. But so how do people get your CD?
Well, you can get them at any of our jobs or shows, as the kids call it now. Shows, we call
the
them
shows.
Band jobs.
That was band jobs.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And also through email, vincent@fanfareband.com.
Okay.
And check out our website at fanfareband.com.
This is the only CD that Amazon turned down. it's weird.
I like that. Do you guys still continue to learn the new music too, or do you stick with like a certain era?
No, we try to include some new.
Yeah.
Along.
Yeah, we heard you doing the Uptown Funk earlier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes. You butchered it.
Wow, did you know it was going to be this kind of treatment when you agreed to come in?
Long-time friend.
Listen, he's getting some free airtime. He's got to put up with me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so,
say free and he's there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Fanfare is going to be playing at the Deerbergs in DePere, which is really kind of a cool venue.
Yeah, the new one, big one.
Yeah, they play in the, cafe near the vegetables and the fruit.
That's cool.
It's really a neat thing.
You look down on the vegetables.
The second floor, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, so on Manchester Road, you're playing there.
The next two Fridays.
Very cool. What time? Like 5?
Early show for us older guys.
Okay.
5:30 to 8:30.
That's my kind of show.
Yeah.
Me too.
Nice stuff. And then you'll be at the Ritz in February.
Right, February 13th.
Very good. Fanfare, 40 years. Kitty, Vincent, thank you guys so much.
Guys. Thanks,
for being on the show. We'll put a link up online. Kevin will do this.
Okay.
And Kevin, destroy this CD.
Fanfareband.com for more.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's the largest costume pet parade in the world.